is the most important thing in this life as we live is to be ready to leave this world. To live. You're gonna die naturally, but spiritually, when you was conceived in your mother's womb, you was born and given a soul that will never die. Right there where eternity began for you. Though the flesh is perishing day by day, the inward man is renewed day by day. And I'm glad the day that God has been with us here this morning, and I didn't know how the brothers was going to go, and I was sort of hoping maybe Brother Terry would come and maybe he'd take the time, and we do that sometimes, just sitting there. I love to preach when God blesses me, and sometimes I really dread the tribe, brother. But nevertheless, I hope you can pray this morning that God would take charge of my heart and in my mind, and let me just go along, just ease along and follow Him this morning. I ought to think upon the goodness of God. I study the Bible and I read of all the good things that God has in store, and I read of all the blessings that He blesses us with, and I think of all the good things. But I, on the other hand, I think of my family, and I see many of them's going down to the world of the lost, and they don't know the Lord, and I know the good things of the son. I declare, I thought of the young man here. I've got a son, 25 years old, and one 19, and the daughter's 30, and got two grandchildren. And what a blessing it'd be to have your children to walk by your side. But here today, all we can do is let a light shine unto them, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which art in heaven. I want to live a life. I want to be a humble man while I dwell here. I don't like the haughty spirits of life. I don't like the evil spirits that come our way sometime, and I love the low, still spirit of the Lord, and how sweet it is to bring comfort unto your heart. You see, in the world you shall have trials and tribulations, but Jesus said, in me ye may have peace, and you may have it more abundantly. So today, friend, where God will lead me, I know not. But I want you to pray this morning. God, brethren, He is a good God this morning, and He loves His children, and not willing that any would perish, that all would come unto repentance and will. There's life in the Lord this morning. Brother, He said, what else will you build me, and where is the place of mine abode? He's seeking to come into the house and live. Oh, brethren, this morning, Solomon, brethren, built a beautiful house. When David died and Solomon took over the reign, brethren, and God promised David there'd always be a king reign upon the throne of David. Brethren, and Solomon, his son, brethren, the day when he began the reign, just as a young man, he saw the multitude of the people, and how they took wisdom, the going and out. Brethren, and he come to God and he prayed. He didn't pray for the riches of the world. He didn't been praying for. The vain things of this life, brother, the corruptible things, silver and gold. No, but Solomon praying, oh God, give me wisdom, give me knowledge, Lord, that I may know how to go in and out and among thy people, thy great people. They was a multitude, brother. They listened the day. They looked unto the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. When God come to Solomon, and Solomon, Solomon, because you've not asked me wealth and prestige and power in the world, all because you've asked wisdom, I'll give you wisdom, Solomon, as none other has ever been before you or after you. Oh, Solomon, I'm going to give you treasures. I'm going to give you gold and silver. Listen today, friend. Here's what God wants you to do. That old house that you have, that you're living in, listen, on the inside, He wants you to come to Him. Oh, friend, He said, come ye, buy of me gold that's been tried in the fire, brother. Listen today, He's got treasures to give unto you. Whosoever will come with a broken heart, Brother Gary, and a contrite spirit, and call upon the Lord today, He will hear your cry, and He'll come into your house, and He'll take a piece of bowl, and He'll build the beautiful house that faith can only build, and you'll be a lively stone in the foundation of our God, brother. Brother, in that day, said, shall the stone cry off the wall, and the beam of the timber shall enter in of the heart of men. Listen, God don't want your money. God don't want the things of this world. God is looking into your dark heart. He wants you to open the door and let the Son of Righteousness come in. He wants you to say, oh, Jesus, I want to sup with you today. I want to drink of that life-giving water. I want to sup with the Lord. Brother, the best taste that I've ever tasted on the earth. I love to eat naturally, so, Brother John. Listen, we love the things that God has blessed us with, but the best food that I ever had. Brother, when I chose Him for my partner, He gave unto me a little taste of the bread of life. Brother, and what did He give you to wash you down with, brother? He gave you a drink of living water. There would be in you a well of living water springing up in the everlasting life. I don't know about you, friend, but this world is not my home. All the beautiful things that Solomon had, brother, and he built a house for himself. And he built it, brother, and it was laid with gold, and it was a beautiful place to dwell in. But he got worried in his heart and said, I dwell in a house of gold, and we don't have no place for our God. So, brethren, in Solomon's heart, he wanted to build a house for the Lord to come down and the people that worship in. And so God gave him the desire of his heart. Oh, you send up the harm of fire, and they there's the scale of the Sidonians up there. There was none could scale the hue and score like the Sidonians, brother. I want you to know today there's none and score and hue like an old time preacher, a man of God, to build the house, brother. Listen today, my brother, and they cut the tall cedars of Lebanon. God, brother, he don't cut the little bushes, does he? They're just as good as God wants them to be. But he comes to the tall cedars of Lebanon. And they can't prepare them out in the field, brother, and bring them down to the water and float them. Listen today, brother, when God does a work upon you, he prepares you out there in the field, takes you down to the water, brings you into the house, brother. Listen today, friend. Listen when they took the logs out of that water and they bring them into the house of the Lord to build the temple. There was not a sound of a hammer in that house. They all fit, my brother. When God born your soul again, you'll fit when you come into the house. Brother, I've been sticking the building ever since that night that the Lord picked me out of the mire and the clay and set me on that rock, established my going today, built me up a lively storm in his kingdom today, brother, the kingdom that he prepared, brother. Brother, he said, "Ask my Father, appoint unto me a kingdom, so also I will appoint unto you that you may eat and drink at my table, at my kingdom today." Are you hungry this morning, children? Do you want to go to heaven today? Are you looking for your king to come? He's coming the second time without seeing him the salvation. Listen today, my brother. Friend, and they built the temple and they overlaid it with gold, brother. It was a beautiful place. Listen today, brother. And I was telling Brother Terry this morning why when they got the temple built, brother, he built a little square upon in the middle of the temple, and he built it 5 cubits long and 5 cubits wide and 3 cubits high, and he got upon it, my brother, and there the congregation were all out there, and I pictured the old man of God standing and preaching the word, brother. And he got down on his knees, brother. God of heaven, thou, the heavens of heaven, cannot contain thee. How much less this house that I build you. Listen today, friend. Invite him in. You can't contain him, brother. He'll run over. He'll go over your house. And you'll see the effects on the trees of the field, brother, as they'll clap their hands, brother, and they'll raise their hands up, Brother Kenny. Sometime I see your little hand raise up. I want you to know the Lord. He sees your little hand come up and lift up your hand, brother. He said, the Bible said it like this: lift up the hand to hang down on the feeble knees, brother. Lift them up to the glory and to the honor of the King Emmanuel, brother. He's worthy today to receive praise and glory. He's a building the house. Don't you want to be a stick in the building today? He's a building the house. He's got a build. He's prepared it with blood. He washes them in the sea of love. He washes them and makes them white. Glory, glory. glory, glory. I want to go to heaven, brother. A farewell fame world. I'm going home someday. I get homesick. I want to go and be with him, brother John. I can't hardly wait sometime. I thank Lord, Lord. How long? And then I will come. You know, they cried in the book of Revelation, brother. There was 144,000 that were redeemed from the earth, from among men. And listen, they cried, how long, O Lord? How long will thou not avenge our blood upon them that dwell upon the earth? And the Bible said, white robes were given unto them and said unto them, rest on a little while. Rest on a little while. I've got a few more brethren down there, and they must be killed as you were killed. What was they killed for? For the word of God and the testimony that they held. What kind of testimony do you have this morning? Do you have the testimony of Jesus in your heart? Do you want his will to be done in your life? Or are you following your own heart this morning? Brother, build your house on the rock. So when the storms come and the rains beat down, brother, you'll be able to stand the test of time. When you found your house on the rock, brother, there's not enough devils in hell to move you from that rock. He's a rock in a weary land. And old Solomon cried, he's my high tower, he's my rock in a weary land, he's a shelter in a time of storm, brother, he's a covert from the storm, brother, the words you can get under him, he's a shelter, brother. What was he shelling you with this morning? He's shelling you with love, brother, as the eagle, listen today, the eagle, she spread out her wings, brother, and cover her little ones. He said, so I'll lift you up on eagle's wings. I'll bear you, brother. I'll bear you upon eagle's wings. I'll carry you out of the land of bondage. I'll carry you over in the land of plenty, brother. This world is not my home, brother King. This world is a wilderness of woe. But soon we'll be carried away on the wings of love on the other side where heaven is, brother. We get a few seasons of peace here, but they are succeeded by pain and troubles and sorrow. But in the morning of all mornings, when he calls, I thought of the word Hades as I've watched so much suffering. I thought of the little girl trapped there this morning, and she was a praying, God help me, God deliver me. Brother, I didn't understand, but that's what they said she was a saying, and she died. And I thought God helped her and took her home to be with him. And this man that was talking and said, why didn't her God help her? Listen, brother, he did help her. He gave her eternal life and give her a home in heaven, brother. She's free from all the suffering. The Bible said that the righteous is taken from the earth and they're gone from the evil to come, brother. Someday I want to be gone from the evil to come. If the Lord tarries, brother, and if he don't tarry, I'll see him coming in the clouds of glory with great power and great glory, outshining the noonday sun, coming riding on the cloud or in the cloud of glory, brother, with those that's been asleep for many a year. They that sleep, I'm going to give you a little time, brother. I'm going to give you a little time. I want you to know today, friend, that he's got a house and it's built of lively stones, and you can be one of them today if you want to be. He's still building on the house, friend. It's built of love. It's built, he said you're of a price most costly, being purchased by the blood of the Lamb. Ben, you are a royal priesthood. Ye are a holy nation, and ye shall show forth the praise of the Lord. I declare sometime we put our light under a basket. Sometime we don't let our light shine and give Him the praise and the glory that He deserves. Sometime when the Lord does so many things for us, and what do? We try to find some little thing that don't amount to nothing sometime, and we let it hinder us from praising God or from doing His will, brethren. God wants you to let Him. I heard a woman talking one day on the TV, and she said, you need to be filled with God and don't be filled with yourself. And I thought that was a good saying. You need to be filled with God and let God fill you up. And everything you do, ask the Lord, what would you have me to do? And people, you'll get along better in this life. You'll have a lot more peace if you let the Lord make decisions for you. Because in this world, the devil's going to torment you. He's going to pull you down. He's going to beat you down on every hand. So